The reason why I didn't introduce him yet is I want to say this here. Here we go, are you ready? Oh, up-and-coming actor Jack O'Connell was born in Derby and is only half Irish, but we might want to start claiming him because his performance in a new film called Startup is so good that critics are predicting huge things for him. So writes Paul Whittington in The Independent today. Paul?
Yes.
Is it that good? Is he that good?
He's very, very good, Dave. He's people will know him from Skins and he's been in a couple of decent films, you know, the Channel 4 programme. And he's exceptional in this. He has a kind of intensity in it that would remind you of a young De Niro or something like that. He just really owns this part, and he's terrific in it. And it's a very good film as well.
You're supposed to say, like they do on The Voice and other programs, he's nailed it. They always say that.
Do I have to say that?
No, you don't really. Okay, tell us about it then. What's it about?
It stirred up, and I'll explain the meaning of the phrase. In British prison, stirred up means that you're a young offender who's considered sufficiently dangerous to be transferred or promoted to a grown-up prison, an adult's prison. And that's what happens to Eric Love, this young fella who...
So it's kind of a badge of honour.
In a sense, but it's a very dubious badge of honour. Yeah. He's a very violent and disturbed young man. He's moved to this new prison, and his first act is to fashion a homemade weapon out of a toothbrush and a razor blade, which he later uses to great effect. He's a very disturbed young fella, and he's extremely angry. The complications of being in the grown-up prison, he sets out to prove how tough he is. There's two complications. One is the fact that his father, his estranged father, who never really knew him, who's played by Australian character actor Ben Mendelsohn, who's a great actor, is in the prison as well. He's an enforcer for the Mr. Big in the prison. And there's also this almost Christ-like kind of social worker played by Rupert Friend, who wants Tim to attend these anger management, basically counselling sessions. And so this tug of war between these two older men, and Jack O'Connell is terrific in it. It's a very grim film, but when a grim film is good enough, it isn't grim anymore, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And in fact, in the article, like, you go through the other ones in terms of prison movies and that.
Yes.
You started with I Am a Fugitive from a Chain Gang right back to the 30s.
Yeah.
And there's obviously The Great Escape and Cool Hand Luke. And did you like Cool Hand Luke? Yeah.
I did. I thought that, I mean, perhaps it's of its time, but there was something very kind of charming about it. It was one of his better performances, I thought, Paul Newman.
Yeah,
I thought,
right. Yeah. Papillon, you've got Midnight Express, you've got Brubaker, Shawshank Redemption, Hunger, and A Prophet from just a few years ago.
Yeah.
Does it rank, this one?
I think it does. One of the other critics the other day compared it to Scum. I don't know if you remember that sort of 70s, 80s movie.
Yeah.
I think it's... Yes, I think it's very strong, to be honest, and it's very well. David McKenzie's the director, and it really moves along, and it's very spare and lean. And as I say, there are these two very interesting elements in it as well. It's not just a dumb prison movies can be very cliched. It's
right.
Not.
So this guy meets his match. He basically meets his dad.
Yes, he does.
Okay, that's Starred Up, the movie, and we look out for Jack O'Connell. Any other movies out in the cinemas this weekend?
There are, Dave. The two other sort of interesting ones or big ones are Labor Day. Is from Jason Reitman, who I really like, you know, Up in the Air.
Yeah.
Thank You for Not Smoking. Juno, he didn't write Juno, it was Diablo Cody, but he directed it. He's a really kind of...
Hasn't he got a famous dad as well?
Ivan Reitman, very famous dad. And he sort of, his films are clever and funny, and they sort of hit the mood, you know, the sort of prevailing mood, the zeitgeist properly.
And what's Labour Day about?
This one is a very odd... It was so...
Thumbs down.
It irritated me so much, I thought it was something to do with that Nicholas Sparks fellow, you know, the fellow that writes those kind of queasy romances that they make films out of, but it's not. It's from a novel. It's written and directed by Reitman, and it stars Josh Brolin as this basically an escaped convict who seems to be injured, and he's on the run, and he befriends this young boy called Henry Wheeler in a sort of convenience store, and then he basically sort of kidnaps him and the mother, who's played by Kate Winslet, and takes them back to their house and sort of holds them hostage. But it's a very benign hostage situation. He starts doing odd jobs around the house and making peach pies for them. And it's a very strange film. It's entirely unconvincing.
Everyone should get themselves an escaped convict.
Like that they should, yeah, to do all the jobs. And he you know, it's a very odd film. The Josh Brolin character is sort of like, if people are old enough to remember the Mills and Boone stories, it's kind of like it's this romantic character who makes no sense whatsoever, nor does the
situation. Is it a bodice ripper?
Well, kind of. You don't see any ripped bodices because it's all told from the point of view of the boy, and some of the acting's good. Gatlin Griffith plays the boy and it's very good. And it's a sort of coming of age story in that sense. You don't actually see what's going on, but they do become the prisoner and the mother do become intimate, Dave.
Entwined.
But we don't actually see it. And it's an odd film. It's a very clunky film. There's one really sort of bad scene with a peach pie where he's showing her to make it and their hands are going into it and he's whispering cooking tips into her and it's all very embarrassing.
It doesn't go as far as American Pie or anything.
No, nothing. No, it's very clean and above boards. Nothing like that in it. No, but it just doesn't work.
All right. Okay, so that's Labor Day. Thumbs down. Start up. Thumbs up. So absolutely. What'll the third one be?
Yves Saint Laurent, which is...
I know nothing about Yves Saint Laurent. I mean, I know, like, the gig he's in. That's about it, really.
That he was in.
Well, was he?
Lord dressed him.
So tell me all about Yves. First of all, this is not a documentary, I presume.
No, it's not. It's a biopic, and it's a sort of broad, kind of almost soap opera-y biopic because his private life was very tumultuous.
I just realised that what Donald Clark was talking about in the Irish Times this morning, I've just done it. This is not a biography, is it? Because like, I knew damn well that it wasn't. I just said that.
No,
I shouldn't be doing that. There's nothing to be gained by pretending ignorance. Okay, so it is a drama as such.
It is a drama, and in fact, it's the first of two. There's another one coming out next year, another French one.
And
it stars... No, it's not a sequel, an action sequel. No, it's just another different film about his life.
Oh, I see.
An actor called Pierre Nanny stars as Saint Laurent, and he's brilliant. And Saint Laurent was this young, kind of, sort of very shy person. He was French-Algerian, pied noir, as they were called. And he comes to Paris and gets a job at Pierre Cardin, and his talent is obvious, and he eventually goes off and starts his own house. He was gay, and that wasn't easy at that time. And an actor called Guillaume Gallienne plays his long-term partner, who's kind of his protector. And I must say I really enjoyed it. It's very colourful. You maybe don't quite get a sense of how important... we won't get into the fashion's important debate, Dave, but he was an amazingly important person in the way that he almost changed the way women lived in small ways. That's how sort of influential he was. You don't really get much of that, but you do get this kind of, very... broad stick version of his life, and it's very entertaining.
What are we talking, 60s and 70s here?
Absolutely, 60s and 70s, the late 50s, 60s and 70s mainly, and you see him evolve through from his shyness to being, very sexually promiscuous, and there are drugs involved, and still he works and works and works and works, and you see how he suffered in terms of how brilliant he was. It's an entertaining film, actually.
Okay, Labour Day starred up and Yves Saint Laurent. Yeah,
in French, though, by the way, so people have to be prepared.
Oh, you have to read it.
You have to read it.
Crikey. Yeah. Okay, DVDs then. What's going on home-wise?
Yeah, Philomena is out on DVD, and if anybody didn't see it, it's a very entertaining film. Again, I didn't think that... I think there was a lot of goodwill towards it and towards Philomena Lee, and rightly so. I didn't think it was a brilliant film. I thought it was a very entertaining film, but it really would move you.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah,
it was very good.
And they're both. Judi Dench is amazing, and she has Irish heritage. I think her mother, I think, so that's why her accent is so good, perhaps. But yeah. I think it does its job very well.
You weren't worried about any condescension in it. It was easy to be able to kind of laugh at what Philomena didn't know in the real world and stuff.
Well, I think there was maybe a touch of that about the sort of British attitude to Irishness or something, I don't think it was a big problem in it. I didn't realise, actually, I was listening to, she was on Arena the other night, Philomena Lee, and I didn't realise that they'd quite fictionalised bits of it in the sense that she knew a bit more about who the son was before she goes and so on, but I won't give anything
and
away.
And there is a scene near the end that didn't happen, but I mean...
There is a scene that didn't happen, but it's dramatic licence and nobody's bothered.
There's
about
a letter
it.
In the paper today from a guy called Liam Power, who's not writing from Ireland, he's writing from Malta, and it's in the Examiner today, and he says, "I have just watched the film Philomena about Philomena Lee's search for her son in a Maltese cinema. I would recommend..." Not that she was searching for a son in the Maltese.
No, she wouldn't have found him there.
"I would recommend that everyone in Ireland sees it. It should be compulsory viewing for all those in all religious orders, brothers and sisters, to see it before they shuffle off this mortal coil and reach their intended destination. Else, they may well find that it is being played on a continuous loop in one of those many mansions to which they are aspiring until the crack of doom. All those on state boards who were and still are directly involved might also find it inspirational. Nothing else has worked so far, it seems."
That's a $10 letter to a newspaper, isn't it? That's really, really fancy stuff.
No, mostly I thought it was very good. I thought Judy Dench was fantastic, and I thought Steve Coogan was great.
Yeah, and it's a very moving film, and it doesn't overdo all that
and
either.
And can I say it's about the best road movie I've seen in about 5 years?
It is a road movie.
It is a road movie, big time. Yeah, definitely recommended, Philomena, absolutely. Okay, that's Judi Dench, Steve Coogan, Sophie Kennedy, Clark, etc. Now, anything else, DVD?
Parkland, did you see
Parkland?
It?
I did see Parkland, yeah.
I liked it too. I thought it was very nicely made. It got a real kicking in America, and I don't really know why that subject is so sensitive, I suppose. But I liked it, and I thought the one thing it did that nothing else about that subject has ever done was that it actually gave an idea of the impact at the time of the absolutely devastation.
We're talking about the assassination of President Kennedy, Parkland being the name of the hospital in Dallas.
That where he went. Now, Zac Efron played one of the doctors. That's one of the least convincing aspects of it. But the best part of it is Paul Giamatti, who plays Zapruder, the Jewish businessman who took that famous video of it and was so devastated by what he'd taken. And there was all this kind of rather low kind of bidding for the rights to the to the thing afterwards, and he had to deal with that. And I think he's the best thing in it, and that's the most interesting aspect of it, because suddenly this bit of amateur film was gold dust because it's the only footage of
it. Kennedy assassination. Yeah, I must say, I think it's a movie worth seeing. Is it great? No. Is it good? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
All right, well, listen, by the way, you've seen Calvary, have you?
I have.
Yeah, and what do you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I must say, I did like it. I think some of the acting is very strong in it, and I think it's a very interesting film. It'll maybe divide people, but I must say I liked it a lot.
All right, well, we're going to have our showing of it 2FM-wise in a few weeks' time in the Cineworld in Parnell Street. We'll give it out a winner in a minute or two for the Morrison Hotel as well. But before I do, I'm going to play a piece of music and I'm going to kick you out. Paul, thank you very much for dropping in.
Thank you, Dave.
Paul Whittington from the Indo. What'll I play? Will have you any requests? Tell you what I'll do. Should I play this here? It does be after being in front of me.